Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. You're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com and Farrell-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to Educational HR Radio. Today, our guest is John Murner, co-founder and CEO of Murner Associates, and we're going to be talking about the chemistry of growth. Welcome to the show, John.
Well, thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
No, we're excited to talk about it. You know, I know before the show, we had a little conversation about your longstanding and doing succession planning and learning about growth of leadership. Kind of give us a quick overview of those years.
Yeah, it's essentially when I got out of the service, I joined a startup in Washington. We had 9 locations, 6 employees, and I worked my way from being an unpaid consultant up to running the computer operations and then ultimately becoming the general manager of the business when the market changed and we had, and it started to collapse. About 7 years into that startup, we had an existential challenge. We had gotten to a point where people were beginning to wonder, why were we working so hard? Our basic management strategy was extremely simple. Whenever we ran into a problem, we just worked harder. We were all amateur executives, myself included. And in 1976, 7 years in, we had just doubled the capacity of our facility, taking on immense debt. And we ran right into a recession. And instead of the growth that was happening automatically, we had stalled out and the bank was not happy with seeing the losses. And long story made much shorter, they motivated us in a way that a big New England bank could, if you could imagine that, to get some professional assistance. And so the 13 key executives, myself included, were transported to the wilds of upstate New York to go through a program with the American Management Association called strategic planning. Beforehand, we thought that was going to be a gross waste of time, a week out of the business, how are we going to survive, et cetera, et cetera. Well, very early into that process, our eyes were opened. And a sort of aha moment for me is when our facilitator looked us right in the eye and he said, where do you want the business to be in 5 years? And we went around the table and I swear there were 13 of us around the table and each of us was 100% confident that we knew where we were headed. I mean, absolutely. We had one person who knew we were going to become a public company, another who felt we were going to be international, another one who felt we were a custom local type of company, one that we would remain private forever, Craftsman. And it was clear that with 13 people, all putting their heart and soul into moving toward a destination that they thought was the shared destination of the company, of course we stalled out. We were not a leadership team. We had gotten to a point where sales wasn't trusting operations, operation wasn't trusting sales. Anyway, it was a transformative experience. And I, as an engineer, looked at that and said, I've been searching for some magic to really figure out how to make things work better. And this concept of this strategic management, strategic planning, was that magic. I mean, within 3 years, We had a highly successful public offering based on profitability that we had never experienced over those first 7 years. Just the interaction in the meeting opened our eyes to making us profitable again within 3 months. And this annual discipline of getting the team together and saying, where are you guys today? Where do you as a team want to be in the future? And what are the small number of things that if you focus on are going to literally change the trajectory and make that future a reality? That discipline propelled us through a couple of decades of really fabulous growth, creating value until the basics of our market began to disintegrate. And as an engineer, I looked at it and I said, when I grow up, I'm going to be a facilitator. Now, I thought that'd be when I was in my 80s, but as life turned out, I got to do that somewhat earlier in my career.
And that's good. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour. Our guest today is John Myrna, co-founder and CEO of Myrna Associates. The book we're talking about is The Chemistry of Growth, a CEO Guide. You're listening to HR Educational Radio. So, yeah, why is it that organizations don't believe that strategic planning or other types, even succession planning, which is part of it at times, why do they doubt so much value?
That is one of those really deep philosophical questions to answer. Part of it is ignorance. Part of it comes from the fact that when you're running a company, 90% or more of your time is spent in a tactical mode, looking at the tips of your shoes. You are not setting direction, you are responding to events that happen, key people who quit, customers who don't work out quite the way you thought, new technology that challenges what you're doing. And you get so wrapped up in the to-do list day to day that you're just not, there's never enough time to think about where you want to go or what you really want to do. There's also a lot of skepticism. I mean, when we said we were going to do strategic planning and the AMA approach, which was designed for Fortune 500 companies, said you're going to go away to this converted Boy Scout camp for 2 full weeks and have a whole myriad of exercises, we thought that was, how could the company survive with people not actually physically in the facility? So in turn, it works. That's the one thing that I want to communicate to your audience. This is a simple process that is the most powerful tool that everyone in management, everyone who plans to be in management, everyone who wants to manage their own career, because this is recursive. My daughter is a doctor of veterinary ophthalmology. You know, early in her life, she decided, this is what I want to be. I want to be a vet. And she dug into why she wanted to be a vet. And then she said, what are the things I need to do today to make that actually happen? She wasn't picking out carpet samples and wallpaper for her future office. She focused on, I've got to go get some jobs at local veterinary clinics, scooping poop, because that's part of what you need to do in order to get into vet school. And so, from a personal level, the same process that she went through that helped her shape her future career as one of only a couple of hundred veterinary ophthalmologists in the world started with a sense of where am I today? Where do I want to be in the future? Why do I want to be there? And then what do I need to start doing?
You know, you mentioned in this book, The Chemistry of Growth, a CEO Guide, about growth itself being such a challenge. And I agree with you as someone who owns a business and somebody who understands that part of it. Our growth comes in many different ways. And so when you say growth requires that you have a vision to be understood and so forth, explain what you mean by growth.
Okay. Let's get down to a basic thing and say, what is the mission? What is your mission in life? What is the mission of every organization? My feeling is the mission at the core is to create and grow value for your stakeholders. Now, on a personal level, your stakeholders could be your family, could be yourself. On a corporate level, traditionally, you think of stakeholders as owners, customers, and employees. In a broader sense, there every organization has even more stakeholders that include community, vendors, the industry, and things of this nature. So the underlying thrust of every organization is how to create and grow value. And not just dollars and cents, but value for an employee is career growth, is enrichment, is a safe environment, right? And we can go down the list of how you define value. We work with a very, very successful market research firm as one of our clients who did strategic planning for Fortune 500 companies. And one of their breakthrough recognitions was that the research where they pointed to white space in the market and ways in which the company could grow were being ignored by the management team. And so they changed their business model from doing research and telling you what you could do in the future to them actually taking responsibility to help shape those products and things. And when they sat down with the C-level executives, they said, we're all about solving your single biggest problem, which is growth. Because over time, everybody, whether it's personal growth or corporate growth, you reach a ceiling and you need help and insight to say, what's the next level of growth? What makes sense for me or my organization? And then how am I going to make that happen? And most importantly, answering for yourself and your people, why? If my goal in 5 years is to double sales, you need to have a very good answer to why. Is it so that we'll have the resources to be able to upgrade to the next level of technology? Is it because our competitors, we need to evolve faster than our competitors? Is it because I can't support the lifestyle of my key employees unless I provide them opportunities to take on greater responsibility? Is it because unless I'm a large enough client to my supplier, I can't count on them to give me the parts I need to meet my product in when we have supply chain crises?
You know, you're talking about a lot of areas that have to be focused on or looked at. I can see why it takes time to put this all together, right? To flow through the whole process. And we're going to come back in a few minutes and talk about process itself. Talk a little bit about what's important of it and how people can think about it. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk, WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power.
Take it to Moody's. Take it to Moody's Collision Center.
If your car is a wreck and you don't know where to go,
take it to Moody's.
You want to get on with your life, get on with the show.
Take it to Moody's.
Good people you can trust,
and it won't be a fuss.
Take it to Moody's Collision Center.
M-O-O-D-Y.
Your kid was talking on the cell phone, drove right through your own home, sitting in the parking lot, maybe you get hit a lot, driving through the green light, suddenly your side swipe, put it in reverse, but it turned out that it was first.
Take it to Moody's.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Barrel-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chuo, and you're listening to HR Educational Radio. The HR Power Hour is, of course, podcast on all national podcast channels, or you can go to HRPowerHour.com and listen to the show directly. We also look forward to WLOB Radio being our host station. We appreciate them. All right, we're talking with John Myrna today. He's the co-founder and CEO of Myrna Associates. We're talking about his great book, The Chemistry of Growth, A CEO's Guide. We're talking a lot about strategic planning today. And we're talking about ways that you, as either a C-suite leader, an HR professional, are thinking about how to make growth happen. John, when we're talking about growth, you mentioned in the book, and you also have talked about it, that there are big impediments when it comes to a company's actual growth. And that has a lot to do with communication and focus. Talk to us a little bit about how to get past that.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I like to tell my teams when I get the opportunity to facilitate is that I can walk into any company, walk up to the CEO and saying, I know exactly what your problems are today. Communications and focus. And that's because we all suffer from that same problem. And we can have perfect communications, but within minutes, new pieces of information get generated, individuals talking, customers talking to a single sales rep. And before you know it, there are a lot of blind spots in the organization. So over time, you need a process that fills those spots in. But more importantly, you need a sense of trust with your team so that when someone finds out that you forgot to tell them something or something that didn't get to them yet, that they assume that it was an oversight and not something that was intentional. And so trust is a major element in the solution of the communications area. And where does trust come from? Trust comes from social engagement. Trust comes from an opportunity to interact with other folks. I will tell a personal story. I did not have a lot of respect for the sales reps for those first 7 years. My idea of a sales rep was a little more than a vacuum cleaner salesman or, in the old days, encyclopedia You know, they're obstreperous, they're obnoxious and generally oleaginous, you know, very kind of greasy sort of folks. Well, in my first strategic planning meeting, I had an epiphany when I listened for the first time, had the opportunity to listen to the sales reps talking about not only what they were asking us in operations to do, but why that was important. It built a sense of trust that carried over into the day-to-day operation. So communications is you need an ongoing process for. The other is focus. Every day we have great new opportunities. We learn new things to do. I once worked for a CEO who would change the direction of the company every 3 months. I mean, I took, I'll tell the story. And as part of my career, I became responsible for product development. And then they put me in charge of the actual implementation of the product. And they said, you're going to have to clean house because it's not clear people know what they, that you have the right people. And so I sat down and I said, well, why do people not do what you ask? One of which is that they don't know how to do it. And my people were very competent. The second was maybe they're not motivated. No, they were motivated. I used to come in on the weekend with buckets of chicken, you know, to help encourage them because they were out there working. And then finally, I zeroed in on what the problem was. It was our senior management, because every 3 months they would have a board meeting. And based on what the most interesting article in the Wall Street Journal was, they would say, hey, there's a lot of money to be made in banking. We need banking applications. And so the team would be ripped off from what they were focused on, what they were implementing, and they went to work on banking. And then 3 months later, no, you know, I was having golf with someone from the telecom industry. That's where we should be focusing activity. Now, I, as an engineer, looked at it and said, we can't produce a reasonable outcome unless we had at least 9 months, anything that would meet the customer needs and be compatible took at least 9 months. And if we changed what we were focused on every 3 months, David, what did you think got done?
Nothing.
Nothing. And so I set what grew to be known as the Myrna Axiom. The only way to produce a result is to finish what you start, which sounds obvious. But it means that once you've done all the analysis and you decided on a new product or a direction, a new office, a new whatever, that as attractive as some new opportunity that appears on the horizon in a month or 2 months, you need to focus on finishing what you started and then bringing the new opportunities in as a new effort. I'm not talking about, obviously, if the world makes no sense, you know, once you get into it, you stop stuff. But I'm saying, unless, you know, you decide you're going to write a book, the only way to produce the book is to finish writing it, right?
Yes.
So that's the focus concept. And everybody, the big underlying thing is it takes time. And the more you grow, the more sophisticated your customer base, the more complex the business, the longer it takes and the bigger the cost of the decisions. And so once you make those decisions, you know, just like turning a battleship around versus turning around a rowboat, you need to maintain that focus. So you need a process that gives you the confidence and the stability that you can initiate implementation, finish the implementation, and reap the return from the implementation for whatever product it is, whether it's training, your workforce, a new product, or whatever.
We're talking with John Myrner, co-founder and CEO of Myrner Associates. The book we're talking about is The Chemistry of Growth, a CEO guideline. And look, this is something that a lot of people have talked about. When you mentioned when you walk into an organization, you can say that you have focus issues, communications issues. I have to agree. That's probably, I don't know any company that wouldn't say that that's in their top two or three issues that are going on. So now let's talk a little bit about the formula itself. How does it work? What does it look like? Give us a taste of it.
Okay. The underlying concept is fairly simple. You, as a team, you decide what you want the future to look like. You make sure you understand why, because you need to communicate the why, not only to yourself, but to the whole organization. You then get an idea of how you're going to do it, and the how you can. We found a good way to encode that is a visualization of the future, and executing it over 90 days, the year, 5 years, gets you into that future. Now, the model, when I started this in 76, as a member of the planning team, I told you we had a Fortune 500 company process. And we spent so much time doing the planning, we didn't have any resources left for implementation. Now, the plan had enough power because we had coherence with the team and we had clarity on where we were going, that it tremendous value. But I looked at that and I said, what I need to do is flip this so that for the size organization that really drives this country, the mid-size organizations, I need a process that will fit. And so I said, I talked to many of my CEO buddies, and they all said 2 days was about what they could invest in planning. So I worked on looking at the 20% of the planning process that gave us 80% of the value and how we could compress that into a 2-day format. The second thing is I looked at is that I analyzed why planning meetings stumbled and failed. And the number two reason was that it took too long to put the plan together. You kept having what were called draft plans. And I have a big circle with a slash through it that says no draft. I don't believe in draft anything. There's version one, version two, version three. So my inspiration was the Transcontinental Railroad. You know, in the 1800s, everybody knew there'd be huge economic value if we could connect the East Coast with the West Coast via railroad. But we also knew it was physically impossible. Why was it impossible? Because the amount of capital required was so huge, and the amount of time it would actually take to build a quality railroad that connected the East with the West, the country would go bankrupt. Nobody could do it. So the paradigm shift was when Congress said, forget about quality. The number one objective is to be able to carry traffic from the East Coast to the West Coast. And we will move as quickly as possible, accepting the fact that, yeah, there'll be some places where bridges will wash out, but then we'll come back in subsequent years and rebuild that on a stronger base. And we'll, in those areas where the ground isn't as stable as we thought, we'll re-engineer that in future years. So the idea is that when you walk out of your 2-day planning meeting, we set as an objective, you need to be able to start execution the next morning. So very simple. The plan says that when you do your planning meeting, don't talk about months and years. You want to talk about days. And when you walk out, you want to have clarity on your long-term vision, on what your mission is, on what your fundamental strategy is, what your strategic goals are, the ones that are going to change status quo, what your annual objectives are, and most importantly, the next 90 days of action steps. And so we engineered a program, and it's all documented, so you don't need to hire us to do it. You can use one of our guidebooks or so on. But the concept is that when your team walks out, they not only know where they want to be in a generation and a decade and 18 months, but they know what they need to be focused on doing tomorrow morning. There are two big paradigms, the Transcontinental Railroad and Keep It Simple. That's the other thing. You're not a Fortune 500 company. You have fewer people in the company than the Fortune 500 have in their planning department. You can't use tools that assume you have a dozen or 100 people to support the planning. It's got to be scaled to the size organization you are.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, you talk about common sense. Well, common sense is very uncommon today. So I understand the challenges.
Definitely not common practice.
Absolutely not. Well, you're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk, WLOB 100.5 FM, and we will be right back. Educational HR Radio is critical to your organization's success, and our sponsors understand the value this program brings to owners, C-suite professionals, and the HR community. We are honored to thank our sponsors for their support and contributions to this program. We thank the law firms of Verrill, Jackson Lewis, and Sheehan Finney, along with our partners, Paper Trails and Strategic HR. Want to be the next sponsor of the HR Power Hour? Text 603-303-6124 and say HR Power Hour sponsor.
Hi, I'm Susan McVetti.
And I'm Pete McVetti from McVetti's Hearth and Home.
Is there a sale going on at the store right now?
No.
No Hearthstone, Quadrifier, Mendota, Wittes, Blaze King, or Morso sale?
No.
No Yodel, Vermont Castings, or Regency? Oh, there's always a Regency sale.
No.
You're telling me that out of the gazillions of wood, gas, and pellet stoves that we carry, there's not a single sale going on?
Nope.
Oh, what about patio furniture, awnings, grills, smokers, and aluminum docks?
No, just because there isn't a big sale going on doesn't mean that we're not having great deals and still doing free estimates for anyone needing a heating appliance.
Oh, well, good. Just let me know when we're having another sale.
Okay, there's always a bargain to be had if you were looking for one. And we don't need a new heating appliance.
Well, maybe my sister needs one, or my friend, or your sister.
Stop by McVetti's Hearth and Home at 893 Route 1 in Yarmouth, or check out our website at stovesofmaine.com for the latest information, including our sales.
Really? I have to check out the website? Really? And I can't believe Regency isn't having a sale.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Beryl-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and you're listening to Educational HR Radio. Today, our guest is John Myrna, co-founder and CEO of Myrna Associates. The book is The Chemistry of Growth, a CEO Guide. You can get it, of course, at Amazon or any place where books are sold. John, we've been talking a lot today about succession planning, about, you know, growth and providing value, understanding the mission and creating a growth strategy. I think it's a good time now for you to kind of provide to the audience some success stories. Where does this get you at the end of the day?
Yeah, you know, I'm an engineer by training, and one of my deficiencies as engineers want to really give you all the details about the process. But except that the process works. So here are some great examples. We just did a five-year wrap-up with a company, another five-year plan with a company that 4 years ago, they were at 20 million, and this year they'll be at 70 million. What happened? Well, in the strategic planning meeting, we talked about the market. We identified the challenge of dealing with the size clients that we had. And notice I say we, because I really become part of the company, you know, a good facilitator. We just look for that. Will put a lot of their personal skin into your company. We talked about it, and we said there's this challenge. They only hire us once every 5 years. There's no repeat business. We have all of this complexity. But we have this opportunity to move to the pharmaceutical market. And the pharmaceutical market would be so much more demanding. It'll require us to elevate every one of our systems. However, once we build a system for them, they'll be coming back and every year asking us to build more copies of that system and then all of the support for it. And that became a cornerstone of the strategy that within 5 years, we said over half of our revenue would be coming from this particular market, and it did. It was hard going for the first couple of years. There were a lot of changes that needed to be made to be able to deal with a large, very demanding medical practice. But the point is, out of the meeting came a shared commitment to shift the market and everything, not just marketing and sales. This was operations. This was development. It was human resources, the kind of engineers and people you needed, the supply chain. And so everything flowed from that one very key strategic decision. Now, the plan embedded that strategic decision in that visualization of where we wanted to be in 5 years. The strategic goals were all about building the capability, sales, marketing, operations, and service, to be able to support that vision of the future. Now, we also just did one a couple of months ago with a nonprofit in Chicago. And it was so enriching when I went out to their main facility and got off of the Uber in front of the new health center in the inner city of Chicago, that they had a vision for how to revitalize their inner city neighborhood. And we laid it out and what the actions were we needed to do and the partnerships that needed to be developed and executed them and what it would take to execute and follow up on them. We did a nonprofit that 5 years ago, they support railroad workers and workers' comp and such. And they were close to dissolving the organization. And the meeting allowed the leadership there to refocus and to commit to the things that revitalize that organization. And then finally, as an example, a window replacement company we were working on in Connecticut, through the strategic plan, they were able to enhance the value of the company to a point that they were able to get their buyout number that allowed them to transition out of that business and into another area that they were more interested in. Meanwhile, because they built a solid leadership team, they had the processes in place that maximized the financial value of their organization. And all of those they credit largely to the discipline. And boy, just beating it to death. I was talking to someone who, an organization we work with 15 or 16 years ago that does documentaries. And their latest one was on HBO. And the CEO was telling me that the direction that came out of the meeting that got together with that team and really getting their eyes to lift off of the tips of their shoes and responding to becoming proactive and imagining and visualizing the future and then shaping their focus on making that future reality is what let their movie studio be so successful.
You know, it seems when you think about this, how obvious it is to do planning and look forward. And you mentioned before that, you know, we think about now, we don't necessarily think about the future as much, the tactics rather than the planning. You know, when you talk to CEOs, HR professional, business leaders about doing these processes, how often do you tell them that they have to update it? What's like this?
Oh, absolutely. A couple of things. Put your hand over your heart, David, and repeat after me. I will never do something stupid. Come on.
I'm married. I can't say that. I will never do something stupid.
Because there's something written on a sheet of paper.
Because there's something written on a sheet of paper.
We start every meeting with that pledge because people are inhibited to write specific numbers down about where they want to be in 5 years because management uses it as a club. And so we give ourselves permission to be specific. This is the revenue we want. This is how many employees we expect to have. This is where the HR leadership team's going to be. This is where technology is. We give ourselves permission to be specific, and we put a process in place where on a quarterly ongoing basis, we're focused on the tactical implementation unless something extraordinarily happens. And in my 41 years of doing this, extraordinary things have only happened twice. So for a year, you focus on execution. And then every year, you start off by closing out this year's plan. The last thing in the world you want to do is put a layer of shellac on a plan that made sense 2, 3, 4 years ago. So we actually have people go through, identify the accomplishments, the non-accomplishments, and grade themselves. And then intellectually, you rip the whole plan up and throw it away and rebuild it with an assumption that long-term things like your vision and your mission remain stable. Your strategy makes some adjustments. And then your whole tactical plan should be completely different based on what you've learned and what's happened in the market and where you are today.
That's
so
great.
The idea is that these are major points where you keep it real. And, you know, you could say keep it fresh. Now, I want to throw something out. You talk about succession planning. One of our big successes was the recognition that succession plannings are not the right way to say it, because it scares the living daylights out of many people. But what you're talking about is making sure that you have redundant coverage of key functions in the company.
You're exactly right. Those are things that are critical and great advice for someone to follow. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on Newstalk WLOB 100.5 FM, and we'll be right back.
In today's highly regulated climate, customized HR solutions are needed more than ever. Career Management Associates can partner with your existing HR department for projects or even serve as your outsourced HR team. From compliance and compensation to investigations and employer relations, CMA provides you trusted HR solutions. Call 207-780-1125 or visit cmacareer.com.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At over 150 years old, Verrill has an illustrious history with more than seven generations of legal expertise. With more than 130 attorneys across seven offices from Maine to Washington, D.C., Verrill serves clients across the country and around the world. HR professionals, business leaders, and in-house counsel count on Verrill as one of the premier labor and employment law practices in the Northeast. Contact Verrill at verrill-law.com. That's verrill-law.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? When someone you barely even know comes up to you and says, "Oh, I love that outfit. Where did you get it?" That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix. They're a personal styling service. Tell them what you love, and they send great clothes for you to try on at home. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands you love and the looks that make you feel great. Stitch Fix is convenient. Get everything delivered right to you. Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
As the list of compliance challenges for businesses continues to grow, it's time to think about your payroll vendor as someone that can do more than just pay your employees. I'm Chris Clef, president of Paper Trails. We're a team of fun and local experts purveying convenient, high-tech payroll and compliance services across New England. Whether your business is struggling to stay compliant with an earned paid leave law, you're worrying about retirement savings programs, or you have questions about your state's paid family medical leave, Paper Trails has the team and tools necessary to allow you to handle the work while we handle the paperwork. To learn more about Paper Trails and how we can help your business, visit papertrails.com/HR Power Hour.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel about genetically modified ingredients?
Don't like them.
Artificial flavors and colors?
No thanks.
Clean ingredients.
Now that I like.
When you care about what's in things and what's not, shouldn't your vitamins be clean too? Sundown vitamins are all clean all the time. Non-GMO, free of gluten and dairy, with colors and flavors from real food. We even have USDA certified Sundown Organics and kids vitamins too. When you're living clean, choose clean with Sundown Vitamins at supermarkets, drugstores, or on Amazon.
And we're back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour, presented by CMAcareer.com and Verrill-Law.com. I'm your host, David Chulo, and of course, you're listening to Educational HR Radio. We've been having a great conversation today with John Myrner, co-founder and CEO of Myrner Associates. We've been talking about his book, The Chemistry of Growth, A CEO Guide. We've been talking a lot about strategic planning today. John, I got to ask you, what is the one thing, if somebody was to go out and get the book or to talk to you directly about these tools that you have, why should they consider your techniques and the way you've done this?
Because they work. I did this because I was an ignorant 31-year-old who was self-trained, and my only strategy was to work harder. 41 years of hard-earned experience is buried in this book. More importantly, part of what we've worked very hard on, and my personally, is to come up with ways, frameworks that allow you to think about key issues, about HR, about strategy in productive, simple, KISS ways. The biggest criticism I've gotten from my writing is that after reading it, people say, well, it's common sense, John. It's just common sense. And as David said earlier, common sense, alas, is not common practice. So there are solutions in here. This is a way for you to leapfrog decades of personal learning to get the benefit of a refined education. Our corporate goal is to get every mid-sized organization, every organization, to apply the concepts of strategic management. And in support of that, not only do we have our own program and our facilitators and in the world-class facilitation programs, but we also document the living daylights out of all of our processes. We have guidelines and how to select facilitators, things to think about on our website. We want you to understand the power of the paradigm of strategic management and use it to create and grow significant value for you, your people, and your organization.
Well, I tell you, I just went to myrna.com. That's your website. It says, give us 2 days and you will leave with a team developed strategic plan complete with, and it goes down the laundry list. I recommend certainly that individuals get this book. I think you've done a great job of laying out and have provided years of experience of evidence to make it work. You know, John, we have about 1 minute left, and I have a question that is going to probably take about 30 minutes to answer. But if you give me one thing, in today's day and age, with today's business the way it is, with the change that has, you know, been faster than ever and continues to change faster than ever, what is one thing you would recommend to an organization to think about as they talk about strategic planning that is different than before?
The importance of getting your leadership team on the same page, and as a C-level executive, listening.
Listening is key. You know, I got to thank you for being on the show today. I appreciate it. You've done a great job. Again, the book is called The Chemistry of Growth, a CEO Guide. And again, go to the website, myrna.com. Check them out. Or, of course, go to hrpowerhour.com. Go to any of the website. We'll have all that information there after the show airs today. We appreciate you, John, being on the show. We wish you well, and we look forward to having you back sometime.
Thank you. It's been an honor.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 100.5 FM or 1310 a.m. and streaming live at WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.